and welcome to our Practical Enlightenment Meditation, where our topic today is taking inspired action. And I wanted to offer this meditation today because I think we can all relate to being in a place where we don't know exactly which direction is right for us, or we may encounter confusion, anxiety about how to move forward. And so this meditation is a tool that you can call on anytime you are contemplating which direction to take in your life or a decision to make. It can be a big decision or a small decision. But beyond the facts and things that you can quantify or list on paper, pros and cons, there is the action, the inspired action that comes from a deeper place. It comes from your gut knowing, your intuition, your voice, the infallible counsel of the inner voice, as Paramahansa Yogananda, the great yoga guru, speaks of it. It comes from inside of you. And so as we grow in our connection to this inner place, the place of the true self, we will find that inspired action becomes more and more accessible to us. We move more from our hearts. We move more in flow. We move from our intuitive powers. And so we tend to make less decisions. We tend to experience less confusion. And we tend to be more in that river of life's flow versus feeling like we're thrashing around all the time. So taking inspired action is a really powerful place to be and a powerful place to work towards. So thank you for tuning into this meditation, and may it serve you. May it help to strengthen your knowing of inspired action more and more in your own life. All right, let's go ahead and take a comfortable seat now, either sitting on the floor, which is my preference, legs crossed, or in a chair with your feet flat on the ground. Right away, we will breathe into the spine, starting to lift the spine, start to intuit any pocket. Sometimes we hunch, sometimes our shoulders droop down, sometimes we arc or over arc in our lower back. So just letting the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical spine line up, making sure your chin is parallel to the mat, which is often jutting forward with our cell phones. So we align, and then we breathe. We let go of everything else in this moment, this sacred moment of connecting in. We spend so much time in the outside world. This is your time to breathe and to connect within. We must balance outer activity and inner connection if we are to experience true success in life and find real peace and real bliss in life. Take a few deep breaths in your beautifully lifted meditation posture. And now start to bring your hands into fists and line them one on top of the other, right at the juncture of your navel, around your Manipura chakra. So as your fists come together, fists really symbolize the taking of action. So fists clenched can be used in different mudras, gathering energy. So bring it right together in your navel. And then as you do that, please bring your shoulders back, letting your heart emanate and radiate open. So now there is this strength that we feel, this gathering of energy in the fists. And then this opening of the heart as we allow the shoulders to go back. This is a powerful pose, powerful mudra. So just take a moment here and breathe. The energy of strong upright posture, gathering this energy, starts to create this flow throughout your body and your being of standing in truth, standing in your strength, standing in your own personal power. Breathe deep down into your lower belly region. your fist nice and strong. And then after your next breath, you can start to open your hands, palms facing up onto your knees or your thighs. And continue to feel that strength, that warrior-like presence inside of you, which is inside of you, I promise. You can call on it, you can access it. Know, feel your ability to gather energy and to focus it into a chosen direction, project, cause, whatever it is. Know that you have this latent potential inside of you. Just take a few deep breaths. Now we'll do a breath inspired by Yogananda. You're going to inhale through your nose. And then you're going to do a double exhale out through your mouth, clearing any excess stagnant energy. So inhaling through your nose. Sounds like this. Let's try that again. You're going to take a deep breath in through your nose. And then you're going to exhale out through your mouth double times. And again, inhale. Double exhale. One more time, inhale. And double exhale. Just stay upright, lifted, breathing as the watchful warrior. And listen now, please, to our seat intention. Just breathing and being. But keep your mind here on your breath and on my words. Bring your focus here. I am here to serve the good of all. I take inspired action that is connected to my core truth. I am here to serve the good of all. I take inspired action that is connected to my core truth. I use my energy, my focused energy, in all the ways in which with my individual gifts, I can support others. I can bring more goodness, more light, more love to the planet. I am here to serve the good of all. I take inspired action that is connected to my core truth. I tune into my own heart and my own intuition, and I march forward one step at a time. I am here to serve the good of all. I am here to serve the good of all. I take inspired action that is connected to my core truth. Take a few moments to breathe. Breathe down into this truth. Like to stay here longer, please do so for as long as you would like. Otherwise, please bring your hands together the juncture of your heart, of your beautiful, enormous heart. Take a moment for gratitude. I am so grateful for our connection and for our ability to support each other as we move forward in inspired action. Each of us is important to bring our gifts, to bring more love and light into this planet. We are all here for a reason. We are all here for a purpose. Sending you so much love. Namaste. Om Shanti.